Hello everyone. I am back, but again after a gap. The weather, logistics, and of course, our very own named Cyclone Manduz had paid us a visit and a short and still sort of letting us know its loving presence. So all these had prevented it. The important thing is we are back on track. You are tuning in to the 99th episode of the Audible Weed Walk. This is Nina welcoming you. Before I delve into today's topic, I want to give you a heads up on what I'm going to talk to you about the next podcast, the 100th episode. You know that I do a few wild food fairness episodes where I highlight some critical issues that I would like us to collectively reflect on regarding our food nourishment, sustainability, social responsibility towards self and others. Well, the next episode will be the 6th wild food fairness talk. It will touch upon foodism. The reason I would like to share with you this topic is not to persuade you to agree or disagree with me, but to initiate a reflection in all of us on the topic based on our experience and discernment. That's next week. So what do we talk about today? Well, about Manduz, of course, we will catch up a bit upon what's going on weather-wise and weed-wise around us. We had a visit from rather slow-moving cyclone named Manduz, meaning raft, which sailed across the bay, along Sri Lanka, along the length of the east coast, and finally entered land a bit north of us here as a deep depression. Then it continued its journey as a depression, low pressure, but continued still, all the way to the Arabian Sea, bringing more rain to places on its way. More rain to places that are not used to receiving rain much from the northeastern monsoon. Reaching the Arabian Sea, it's causing pull effect rain for us here now in the East Coast. A whole big loop of rain cycle. The pluviophiles, those who absolutely love rain, even the cyclones, are elated. Pradeep John, better known as Tamil Nadu weatherman, reports that never in the history of Chennai city since 1813, from when the rainfall data is available, has it experienced 3 consecutive years of rainfall that is greater than 1,000 millimeters during the northeast monsoon. More than 1,000 millimeter was recorded in 2020, 2021, and currently it stands at 924 millimeters in Chennai city. Pretty close. And more rain coming, it can definitely cross and make history. But why are we discussing weather? This is history-making rainfall. This change. Is it sinking into us? I'm not sure. Living off-grid, I realize that the number of cloudy days has changed, but it is not something one keeps a record of. So, for the off-grid living, the solar array designed for a certain amount of sunlight based on predictable seasons are now falling short. It did not in the past. We are now cyclone-dependent, almost, to get enough rain. Isn't that something odd? This is even when science tells us that intense rain creates an effect like hydroplane does. Like, you know, hydroplane where the water cannot percolate. So intense rain doesn't allow the water to easily percolate to the soil and recharge groundwater. Instead, it causes soil erosion, flash floods, etc. Knowing all these, are we in climate action? Are our school kids being prepared to be in climate action? The children of today are not just change makers of the future, but also the stewards who will have to deal with the brunt of climate change as adults. As adults today, are we preparing them for it? Well, I hope to. Not a perspective do's and don'ts, but I plan to offer a workshop to enable people to connect to what is important and have the discernment to act, to address an immediate need or longer-term sustainability. Stay tuned. I will need your support and participation for sure. That was my weather-wise update and announcement. Now, let's come to the weedy part of the topic. Regarding weed or wild green-wise or any green-wise, I would like to remind you that with so much of continuous wetness and humidity, take a pause from eating leafy greens, especially raw. That does not mean you have any dearth of excellent food choices now, even if you mostly stick to the local ones. All kinds of goats are now available. The pumpkins are in their best now. Then there are much underappreciated, I feel, is the ash goat or white pumpkin, known as Vellapishnikai. We call it Chal Kumro in Bengali. Apart from being great source of vitamin C, ash gourd is a good source of flavonoid and carotenes, two antioxidants believed to help to protect our bodies against cell damage and certain conditions like type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Then plenty of local and not so native but local beans are there. Then there are a variety of tubers, sweet potatoes. They are rich in beta-carotene, vitamin C, several other vitamins and potassium. Just roast them over fire, skin them and sprinkle a little chaat masala and you have a delicious meal. Flat beans and okra or lady's fingers. New and wonderful fresh ones you can find now. Flat beans are rich in vitamin A, K, C, proteins and folate. They promote blood cell development, thus reducing the risk of anemia, boosting energy and keeping our brain healthy as well. Okra, too, is a great source of vitamins, folate, magnesium and antioxidants. They fight cancer, diabetes and promote heart health. Get them young and just steam them with some salt and pepper and have them as a side. They are excellent. Wild weedy greens are flourishing and looking wonderful, nurtured by the rain. But don't be tempted. Don't pick them, don't buy them, or eat them just as yet. Don't worry, the growth spurt will continue even after the rain have reduced or stopped. You will have plenty to eat then. Instead, if you have any of your schedules cancelled and the day is going slow and there is a misty rain outside that makes you rather sleepy, take this time to go out and observe the weedy plants. This is an excellent time to observe them. If you already know some, look at where they are growing. You know, I found a patch of wood sorrel or oxalis, which is I think called Amrul or Pulirai in Tamil, growing close by, close to each other. But one has pronounced large leaves and the other just tiny. The teeny-meeny ones are healthy as well, but making the best use of the resources that they are getting, available to them. That's the best size they can get too. But they are in the same place. What is the difference? There is a difference in the soil substrate they have. Observe the difference. Why? If you rather nurture some in your yard or even in your pot, you know what to offer for the plants to respond best. When it is not raining, go out with the coloring book, if you have it. Take notes in your book and as you observe. Observe what insects are eating them now. Later, you can see which pollinators or insects are visiting them. And more importantly, this is the time to collect the seeds. The nice thing is, even when you see them on the roadside, not growing in a hygienic condition, You can still collect seeds to have, have your own stash later in your pot, balcony, yard, a farm, whatever. It is a golden opportunity. We tend to purchase seed, but when we collect them on our own, they become extra special. Wild Rosella, Celosia, Ivy Gourd, Brazilian Joyweed, all these parts from the book, all these plants are in the book and all are edible and all are seeding right now. Also, a great time if you want to harvest one or two leaf-like stem of Opuntia or Nopalis cactus and plant them. They will grow even in a pot or for you to harvest later. Did you know that Sapatikalli, which is what it is called in Tamil, or Phoni Monosha in Bengali, is an excellent food to eat for liver health? They are mostly growing next to the streets in a dusty condition. This is the time to get a few going in a safe environment for use later. Get prepared and nurture some plants. The season to eat wild weedy greens is just around the corner. I'll take this moment to also remind you that being a weeder, knowing and tuning in to the wild and naturally growing food plants around you is one baby step towards climate action. Weeds are excellent indicator of climate change. Being in the know of what is growing around us also lets us be aware of the changes, since the ones we are interested in for now are also edible. They offer much needed access to some food and nutrition security that is natural, organic, I call them ultra organic, local and comparatively effortless to nurture. The world produces enough food to feed the entire population and more. Yet the number of hungry people is only increasing. It is due to distribution that is guided by politics and business. Sourcing food that is effortless, local, and accessible is not just healthy, but essential. Even when one gets and easily affords food nutritionally, they may be deficient due to the lack of some micronutrients. Weedy wild plants, on the other hand, are an excellent source of micronutrients, just waiting to be recognized and picked with care so as not to deplete them. That's a lot of reason to be a weeder. I will restart the weed walk soon. Do join and stay in touch with for the workshop when I offer them. Do get ready. I would suggest getting the book and exploring yourself. You can get the book at the Freeland Bookstore and Solitude Farm Cafe store in Oroville. Park Dundee Book Cafe in Pune is also keeping it. And of course, it is available online at praniverse.com. You can find the link in my bio or comment on in the YouTube when it gets posted. With that thought, I will end here. I cannot say I'll see you next week because the last few times when I said that I'll see you next week, I couldn't make it. So most likely I will see you next week, but whenever I get to the 100th episode, it will be on foodism. I would love for you to join and start reflecting on them yourself. It will be on a Wild Food Fairness Part 6, though we will not talk about wild food per se. So we end that. End at that. See you next time. Stay well and stay safe.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.